been joined tonight by Hilary Hahn, who's giving a recital tomorrow night at Walt Disney Concert Hall with pianist Robert Levin. Speaking of Mozart, there's going to be some Mozart on the program. Mm-hmm. Hilary Hahn, welcome back to KUSC.
Thank you. So nice to be back.
And there's also going to be a couple of world premieres, or just one world premiere and one very new thing that Robert Levin is going to do as well.
Yes, we're both doing solo works that are written for us. I'm premiering a partita by Anton Garcia Abril, a Spanish composer who I've worked with on my Encores project. He wrote me a set of 6 solo works on my request, and they're all polyphonic works, so they have tremendous potential for interpretation. Polyphonic being multiple voiced, it's like having a one-person show where you have lots of dialogues happening. You have to play many different roles at the same time. The 6 pieces actually are an acrostic, the title, for my name. So the first one is Heart, the second is Immensity, the third is Love, the fourth is Art, the fifth is Reflexive, and the sixth is You, so H-I-L-A-R-Y, which I did not expect, and it was a very sweet tribute. So I'll be premiering the fourth, called Art. And Robert Levin will be playing a piece written for him by Hans-Peter Türk. I haven't heard it myself yet, so I'm looking forward to that. But it's partly written and partly improvised, and it's a piece that's dedicated to the composer's late wife.
Oh, I see. Well, speaking of Mozart, I mean, I think Mozart's been pretty central to you from just about the beginning, if I'm not wrong. Not that
yes.
you're a doddering old fogey now, but, you know, when you were just...
Well, relatively speaking, it was a long time ago. I was 10, and it was the first piece that I learned at the Curtis Institute of Music when I started with Yasha Brodsky. So it was really important to me in a transitional time in my life. It was, I had played other concerti before, but it was my first full-length piece by Mozart, and it was also a piece that I had heard in concert before, so I was very excited. When you're a student, you get very excited to play works that you've heard famous people play in concerts, so I was like, oh, I've arrived. But obviously, there's so much further to go when you're just starting to learn a piece and you're 10 years old. But it was a very significant time and significant piece for me. And over the years, I've continued to play it regularly. And with Mozart, there are a lot of stylistic choices to be made because we have all this information about original instruments and styles. And with an orchestra, the orchestra can fall anywhere on that spectrum, and they can have any type of tendency of style. So the recording that I made, I wanted to wait till I knew that I had a really good collaboration with a certain orchestra and certain conductor to be able to match stylistically. And it's with Pavel Järvi and the Kammerphilharmonie Bremen. And they are very close in their working relationship. And I work with Pavel a lot, and the Kammerphilharmonie and I understand each other. So it was a really exciting recording to make. And it was nice to finally be in that place where I felt like we were going in the same direction with the music.
Now, we would think you have to be incredibly pleased with the success of the Encores album, because each one of these pieces, the more you hear it, the better it gets, which is, you know, one of the unmistakable symptoms of important music. And they're also so much fun, too. You know, whenever we play them, the next day, people email and say, where can I get this? Because
really?
They didn't. Well, yeah, I mean, you would think by now they would know.
That's not what I was pleasantly surprised by, but the fact that they're interested, that's great.
Yeah. Yeah, and, you know, it was an incredibly daring thing to do. I mean, I guess in retrospect. And one of these wonderful ideas that, you know, you just say to yourself, well, why didn't anyone else think of this sooner?
I think that It's one thing to think of it, and it's another thing to make that kind of a project happen. And when I came up with the idea, I think I had some conceptual support, but no one I was working with had the experience of doing anything of the sort. So we all learned together, like all of the people who were helping me with the project at different phases of the project were figuring out how to accomplish it. But for the most part, it was me. I mean, I generated the idea. I contacted the composers. I, you know, worked on the pieces, premiered them, recorded them, and all of this. And it was sort of a reactive situation at first. It was a time when, 10, 15 years ago, when there were a lot of collections of old Chestnut encores coming out. And I remember thinking, well, why don't we do new encores? Let's give this a twist. It seemed odd to me that there was a sort of a gap in the repertoire where we're so aware of the scope of pieces that are played as encores from previous generations, but there wasn't a concerted effort to see what the encore meant to composers now. And when I was listening to all of the music that I could get my hands on by all of the composers whose names I could find, I got really excited about the prospect of commissioning many more than I had initially expected. And I actually had to just cut myself off one day. I counted up the number of people I was ready to call and ask to do the project, and I realized it was going to get out of hand very quickly if I didn't just stop listening to new music and start doing the project. So I'm sure that I could have found even more people that I wanted to work with on this. I had no idea what I was going to get. And everyone really took the project seriously. Everyone approached their creative process differently. And they really thought about what an encore meant to them and what related to their lives, you know, what current events were affecting them. I was really, really happy with the scope of the project in the end. And I think it's really a portrait of what composition can be today.
One of the most exciting, charismatic conductors alive, Vasily Petrenko. I imagine you had a terrific time working with him.
Well, we did the Tchaikovsky and the Higdon together, and that was a very prominent album for me. I mean, the Higdon Concerto won a Pulitzer Prize. Obviously, I had nothing to do with the Pulitzer, but it's still very exciting to work on a piece that gets there because I had commissioned her to write it. I'd known her since I was 16 and a student in her music history class at Curtis. And that class was so pivotal for me. So to be able to realize that recording with those colleagues was really special. And the Tchaikovsky, I have played for a long time, but to actually get to the point of recording and making the decisions about what you're going to do in the recording versus in the moment and in that collaboration, in that concert where there's a next concert tomorrow and then the next concert after that, and you try something different every time. But going into recording sessions, you really have to make some decisions for that particular week at least. I'm really glad to have been able to make that recording.
Yeah, well, I would think. Hillary, always a great pleasure.
Thank you.